Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Debbie Millman, and I host a podcast called Design Matters from the TED Audio Collective. Every episode, I have conversations with designers, writers, artists, and other luminaries of contemporary thought. People like Roman Mars, Ai Weiwei, Ethan Hawke, and Ashley Ford. We not only talk about their crafts, but how they design the arc of their lives, what they've learned, what obstacles they've overcome, and how they've done it, and how they see the world. Join us for an inquiry into the broader world of creative culture. Find and follow Design Matters with Debbie Millman wherever you're listening to this.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks to our new sponsor, Mint Mobile, for supporting Core. Get your new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/core. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And thanks to Factor. Get delicious meals on the table in 2 minutes. That's what I'm talking about. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Core. This is Core, talking about video games. And the only four-letter word you can say in front of your grandma and not get the nana slap. Did you ever get the nana slap from your grandma? You ever had one of those?
I've had grandmas. No slaps.
No slaps.
My grandmas were not the slapping kind. At least not to me. I think one of them would slap my father, for sure, but not me.
Today, if your grandma danced, you'd say, man, that my grandma slaps. You'd say that, right? Because she's all boogie.
Yeah, that's the Gen Z slang, I guess. So, yeah.
That's what the kids say.
Grandma slaps.
That's right. Old grandma slaps. Better than grandma flaps.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but 50 years ago, if you said grandma slaps, you knew it was one of those ones that got out the switches and beat your ass.
That's right. And that's a good reminder that today there will be no grandma summing up games at the end of the show.
Yeah, because grandma's not feeling well.
She's not feeling well.
Colonoscopy.
We'll make up stuff about why John's not here. He's he's having his testicles squished, just checking for bugs, and we'll see how it goes. No, he's down with some sort of flu virus, who knows what, been going through the family, finally took him, just like Bo a couple of weeks ago. Shouldn't I took him? He's okay. He's alive. He's in the chat. Fine.
But you know, I took him to possess. You know, it took the wind out of your sails, you could say. Yep. So,
and he was very like right up to the minute, trying his best, and he's like finally like right toward the end of or pre-show or prior to the show, he was like, I can't do it. And I appreciate it.
That's the annoying thing. You're sinking into it, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, I think I can do it. No, I can't do it. That was me when I was sick.
Yeah.
Before the show, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm fine. And by the time the show was midway through, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't do it. Like, yeah. I can, you know, so.
Well, I'm glad he isn't either. I'm glad you didn't, because it's more, you know, we're a family and health first kind of effort here.
Well, you know, I don't mind. I just think it's, you know, the ravings of a sick person are not the most entertaining
thing, you know. And then if you can't even do the grandma voice, what are we even doing here? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point? Or dear Martha, for that matter. I mean, who knows what kind of shape John would have been in. But we're happy to carry the torch and keep things moving. I want to do a quick thanks at the top of the show to Poppin' Fresh. He's in our chat right now. Very generous, awesome person in our community. And this week, I was surprised when I opened up an email and found out he had gifted me and John copies of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 Plus 4, which comes out in July. On Steam. That was extremely nice. Did not expect to see that. And then he was like, I know what Bo likes. Bo likes really good VR experiences. So he gifted you Arkan, is it?
Arkan Age.
Which is
one I think that was recommended, but you know, when you're just like, I gotta more than recommend. I need this person to try it. So he's like, you know, putting it in my lap and saying, go, boy, go. So
very, very nice. And you know, people,
I got to boot it up and it looks sick actually. So, you know,
others ask all the time, and we're not saying to do or not do this, but people say, oh, I'd love to give to the show in this way. How do you do it? If you're friends with us on Steam, and I accept all my friends, I just take whoever. And if they're jerks, I ban them. I had a guy, I had a scammer the other day who's a friend of me on Steam. First question they asked was, do you need this hat in Team Fortress 2? I got like 100 of them and I'll give them to you for bip, 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 bip. And I said, no. And then blocked him. So that was the end of that.
Right. Yeah. That's the one thing is if you're open, you might catch herpes. But, you know, I've been more open lately too. But, you know, it comes up. Like right now, there's someone called Bumflogger who wants to be my friend. And he's apparently got two friends in common with me. That's John Scott. And I'm like, so you guys have someone on your friends list called Bumflogger.
Bumflogger. Yep.
And I would be like, I really don't want to press accept, but you guys seem cool with him. So
that was the name, that was the name of my proctologist when I got my colonoscopy on Tuesday. His name was Bumflogger. I mean,
what's flogging? It just seems, look, I think if you meet anyone online named Bumflogger, you would not be, you should not be judged for hesitating to.
It's a rough one.
You know.
I say go down to the courthouse, you turn over the $75, whatever it is now, and you change your name to just Flogger or even Bum. But Bumflogger? I don't know.
Well,
don't
you wanna... know, there's a lot of variations on the Bumflogger type of name, right?
Sure. You know. Bumstead.
Yeah.
Floggenheimen. I don't know. All those.
Well, you know what the kind of names I'm talking about. I don't want to list them all.
No.
They're bad, you know.
That's why I'm glad they classified Asperger's as just part of the spectrum. But also the reason they did is because it turns out the guy it's named after, Asperger's guy, was some kind of anti-Semite slash abuser jerk hole. Well, I think
he was a Nazi.
Oh, that's what it was. Nazi. That's what it was.
I think he was just a flat out Nazi or whatever. So
straight up Asperger. And to that, I call him Asperger, like a hamburger. I call him that now. Anyway,
that was a joke in Community. Like,
oh, really?
Jeff says to Abbott in the first episode, like, you're not a very nice guy, Abbott says to him. And Jeff's like, oh, yeah, well, you have Asperger's. And then Troy and Pierce are like, Asperger's, it's like a burger for your ass.
Yeah.
And that's...
they were right.
Sorry. I know Community by heart. Sorry, I'm a lexicon. You say something and I'll immediately reference it to a joke in Community.
That's your job. No, it's fine.
Movie's
I like
coming.
It.
Community movie's coming.
It's still happening, right? That's not a fake thing anymore. It's really getting made.
Yep. Joel McHale says everyone dies.
Holy shit. That's scary. Yeah. All right. And they're not bringing Pierce back, though, right? He's done.
Probably they're blowing up Greendale, which seems like the correct humane thing to do.
But Chevy Chase is out, right? He's not interested in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His character has passed away.
Oh, I didn't know that already. Is that a thing in the sixth season? Or
season four.
I don't remember that.
In season four, he dies. Season five, they're like, where's Pierce or whatever? And then it's like, oh, he's just not going to the school. He had a sexual harassment case against him.
Ooh.
So he wasn't allowed to be at the school.
Okay.
And then he died.
Yeah.
Man, you need to watch season five. He died masturbating.
Oh.
To death.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they? I mean,
he was making his will and he wanted to give everyone his semen to carry on him.
Oh, is this why they put Ermintrout in there?
Ermintrout is the old white man, like.
Okay, and that's I knew they did that, but I never saw those episodes, so I couldn't understand what was going on. That was.
It's not like they replaced him, but they replaced him. But he's a totally different character. It's not anything like Pierce. It's not like he's a different. He's a teacher, and
yeah,
he plays a very depressed person. like one of those. Or depressing person that like just is shitty to be around, but he's still great.
I like how Omega 9 in our chat puts it. They did him dirty ... for a good reason. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's like meta context to it, and that show's very meta contextual, but yeah. And then it's I'm gonna get this wrong. It's Keith David in the sixth season.
Oh,
he plays the old man.
I love Keith David.
Yeah, and he plays a tech guy. He knows about technology, and he knows all about VR and stuff like that.
Oh, perfect. He's the general in the Halo movies.
It's my holy grail. It's my Cheers. It's my MASH. It's my everything.
You love that show. Yeah. You and Community go way back. All right then. Hey, also, we already thanked him. Thanks, Poppin' Fresh. You're the best. I'd poke. Do you know what Poppin' Fresh here is in the States? It's that little doughboy chef, and you poke him in the belly, and he goes hee hee.
Oh, is that Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah, or no? And he does Poppin' Fresh something. right? Maybe I've mixed my, I may have mixed my brands. I'm not sure, but I think that's the one you poke and he goes, hee, 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 you poked me right in the crotch.
I'm not sure. Oh yeah, I think you're right. I think Pillsbury Doughboy,
Doughboy.
Yeah. Does Poppin' Fresh.
There you go. We've learned it. We did it. All right. Well, let's get to what's going on in the world here on Core somehow. BlizzCon coming back. 2-year hiatus, but it's coming back. September of 2026. September's interesting. It's usually November, isn't it? Or no, it's usually the very end of October, early November. So it's a little early.
I always feel like it's fallish, but it feels early. Yes.
Yeah, it seems a little early. They put out a video and all
this
stuff.
My memory of getting on the plane in Canada is that it was cool. And then when I get to California, it's like, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually getting a little cold in the rest of the world. But yeah, they did a big announcement. Let's see if I can find the page. There it is. BlizzCon returns in 2026, they say. This is as of, a couple days ago? Did it on the 11th, so Tuesday. They say the ultimate celebration of games, our games, and the community of the United States returns to the Anaheim Convention Center Saturday, September 12th. See, that's really early. And Sunday, September 13th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I added that part.
Our Lord.
The big question is, their first event is now 20 years ago, 2005. So this will be the 20th anniversary of the event. The big question is, what's different and will it be? 2023 was kind of weird. That was a weird event.
Well, Spencer will be there and he'll have a t-shirt.
Yeah. It'll be like a t-shirt that makes us all think they're remaking some classic game that they won't remake. Yeah. What else? They'll get up there and go,
it'll be a Heroes of the Storm t-shirt.
Overwatch 3 will get announced. It'll basically be Overwatch 2. what else can they do in 2026? I mean, it's easy to get cynical.
I don't know. Bobby Kotick's not there. I think the Overwatch meme can die. I think that was his.
That his was push. That you think that was
I don't
him?
Think
that was him.
Did we? I don't think Microsoft's going to be like, yeah, do an Overwatch 3. I think that I feel like they're smart enough to be like, no, let's like make a cartoon or let's do a different thing. Like, yeah. Let's use the IP, but I don't think they're gonna. I mean, Kotick is like everything should be Call of Duty guy, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're, I mean, the memes continue being memes, right? You know, John will be back next week. We'll hear. Oh, yeah. If Overwatch comes up, we'll keep making jokes, I'm sure. But I think no to Overwatch 3. I think that's done.
So in a year, a lot could happen, but. Is it like 2023 was interesting because they pulled way back on esports for that one. It was the first one they'd had in person since all the sexual allegation stuff and suits and everything. It's when they
wasn't a lot of attendance in that one, right? The last one,
yeah, had less attendance. You could still get tickets day of. I think they even had less total tickets available, but they, you know, just kind of a weird time for them. It was
almost sounded like a good one to go to, at least for access to staff.
And I think stuff, so.
You know, like, yeah. When I hear not a lot of people, you know, you would think like, oh, they're, you know, it sucks or whatever, but actually for an attendee, you probably get more chance to play at the kiosks and maybe talk to a developer or something like that. I don't know. Seems like actually kind of a good deal.
Yeah, as a fan, especially if you're a fan of WoW, you probably had a really good 2023. I think fans of Overwatch, StarCraft especially, certainly Heroes, like if you were into all that other stuff, you were probably feeling quite left down out. Diablo 4 though was kind of hopping. That was the year we got the game.
Yeah.
So, right? When did Diablo 4 come out?
2020? Well, I think so. It might have been that year. I can't remember exactly when it came out.
If we only had the internet. Let's see. Diablo 4 release date was
June 1st, 2023. So, okay. Yeah, that tracks, right?
Yeah, so they were there talking. This would be in the big, like, hey, we're on the back end of the launch. We're happy with it. Here's what we're doing moving forward. I think they announced the expansion at that point.
2023 BlizzCon was in November of that same year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people were playing that. I don't know if we had the announcement for Vessel of Hatred at that show or not.
I think we did. I think we got a trailer or something.
Yeah.
So my brother or my nephew went, and he told me he didn't like it because everything felt really sterilized. And I asked him what he meant. And he says, well, maybe it's just because they didn't have big esports areas like they usually do, not to the degree they usually do. He says that might have been it, but he also just felt like it was weirdly small, compressed, kind of all in one little place that mattered. And it just didn't feel like it had this sort of expansive, you know, multi-game
this
environment.
This is the tail end of the pandemic still being in our lives too, you know?
Sure.
23. Like, so
it's the first live version of the thing since.
Like, I went to a museum towards the tail end, and it definitely was like a lesser experience because of just the way the exhibits were set up to keep people apart and to, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
But I could see that too. Like, I feel like I have, you know, I have a sense of what that means anyways. Just that, like, it's just stuff to look at, you know?
My favorite year was 2015. To me, nothing's ever topped that. Although that year had all sorts of things that are my top. I'm telling you, 2015 is maybe my favorite year of my life. I loved that year. I was skinny. I was the right weight.
Which X-Pac, like, date that for me.
That would have been the announcement and everyone looking forward.
That year.
Sorry. That would have been right after Legion came out, I think. And Legion was a hell of an expansion.
Oh, yeah.
Had it come out, or were they just talking? I can't remember now. But anyway, I hosted a small Q&A with the WoW team on that. Most of those guys went off to either Hearthstone or Overwatch, but at the time they were all working on that. And
what years did I didn't? I wasn't there that year.
No, you came 2017 and 2018, I think, were your 2 years.
That's right. Yeah.
16 was okay, but 15 really stands out for me. 17 was good. 18 was... should be my favorite year.
1 year of Heroes official release.
Correct. And that was also a big deal, and I was way into that. But in 2018, where I did the Q&A on stage, that should have probably been the high point, but people were so mad at Battle for Azeroth, and we were talking, I guess what were we talking about then? The upcoming Shadowlands, which people were really concerned about, which they should have been. Turns out it was kind of a problem. And other than me and Chris pulling our little trick there at the end, it just kind of had a negative vibe to it. I don't know. That whole year was weird. And it was also the first year, 2019 still happened, but it was the last time you were going to see some of the people that were in trouble at Blizzard at that point. So anyway, it's just an awkward time, but coming up next year, if they do this right, they got money from Microsoft, not that they need it, but whatever. And if they really dig deep on what makes that event special, then I'm optimistic cautiously. I want it to be good. I might go. I might be there. Our guild's talking about going, you know, the core guild and hanging out and having meetups and all that, which I think is great. I just don't.
I mean, the community stuff around the event will seem to be a primary driver for it anyways, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, they show off the stuff and yeah, there's panels, but it's like